Rob Harvilla is on. All right. Well, we asked you here to go through your list of the top forgotten bands from the 1990s.
Okay.
Can I ask
a question at the start?
Absolutely.
When you say forgotten, is that necessarily an insult? Do you mean this like this is an underrated band I wish more people liked, or like these people sucked?
Neither. This would be
okay.
The band was popular,
yeah,
and now we don't even think of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, completely right. Forgotten. Yes.
Right. So Ruth was pitching Ween. W-E-E-N.
Whoa.
First of all.
Oh, hey, sure.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, they're a band from the 80s.
Right.
Second of all, they've never been known.
Their first release was 1990. I looked it up earlier.
Oh,
so
really?
They're technically a 90s band. Even though they were formed in 84.
Are their fans called Wieners?
That would be a good name for the fans.
The Wieners.
I think Ween fans would be very upset to hear you say this. I have seen Ween several times, including... Yeah, okay. That was like 3 or 4 years ago I saw them. You know, they still play live, you know, to sort of an aging demographic, I would say. This includes myself,
some
I guess.
Old
like, they're still at it, but yeah, it's the time when they were on Beavis and Butthead, the Push the Little Daisies video is on Beavis and Butthead. Like, that was sort of Ween's peak cultural saturation.
Now, were they making fun of them? Were Beavis and Butthead making fun of Ween?
I think that Beavis and Butthead probably were, but I always took Beavis and Butthead making fun of somebody as like actually a tribute to them. It was one of those deals. Like, it's an honor to have Weird Al do a parody of your song. Like, I think it's a similar thing.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
All right. Well, look at this. The Ween fans.
All right. We got two Weeners
coming out of the woodwork.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's on your list?
Okay. This is top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s. Number 10 is Whale. Do you remember Whale's big hit song "Robo Humpin' Slobo Babe"?
No, but I saw them on the beach.
When Ruth looks confused,
yeah. I saw a couple on the beach once.
One of my favorites.
No, never.
That was on. It was on Beavis and Butthead. The lead singer had braces. She had braces. She was like an adult woman with braces. I have a feeling that if you heard this song, you would know this song. But actually, saying a name of a band, a forgotten band, that everyone has forgotten is kind of like an elite move on my part. So
but
I'm
don't we have to know the
so
band?
Far.
Robo Humpin' what?
Justin, have you heard of them?
Well, yeah. This song's one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite 90s songs.
What?
Can we listen
to it?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Hang on 1 second for me.
God bless. Look
behind the dust. Look behind the dust.
One of your favorite. Of
Justin's
all...
full of mysteries, right?
I want to watch the video now.
What's
the name of that song?
I'm good.
Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe.
Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe?
That's right. They were from Sweden.
Oh,
that may be obvious.
That explains a lot.
Just to clarify.
Okay.
Yeah, they're from Sweden. That does explain a lot. Right.
Buy a chocolate's a good one.
So that's number 10. This is a good start.
Oh, that's going to be good.
I feel great about
this. Can't wait to see 9 now.
Nope. Number 9 is God Lives Underwater.
I've heard of them. Mm-hmm. That I've heard.
Sort of like there were a bunch of bands that sounded kind of like Nine Inch Nails, like your Stabbing Westwards and your Gravity Kills, you know, in the mid-90s. This was a very popular band in high school. This is a band I actually like a lot and wish more people were into, but God Lives Underwater were very cool.
They have a new band called Work at Home Depot.
I would actually listen to that band. I would buy that T-shirt, at least. I don't know if I would listen to them.
Okay, cool.
But I would get merch. Number 8 is Dead Eye Dick.
Yes.
I actually like them. Someone mentioned them this morning.
Yeah.
It was Pat from Oddfellas.
Yep.
Okay.
New Age Girl's fun.
Right?
It's a good song.
Yeah, New Age Girl. She don't eat meat, but she sure likes the bone. Yeah, that's a classic.
Yep. I know you've heard the song, Chuck.
I know you've heard it. You have it,
it's
Justin?
No, yeah. Flobo Humpin' Flobo Babe, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good list.
Yeah, that's a great band.
It's a good time.
Yep.
Rob Harvilla, host, author of 60 Songs That Explain the 90s, is on giving us the top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s.
Okay, number 7, there's no way any of you have ever even heard this name in your life, but I'm doing it anyway. The Last Hard Men. Nope. Okay, this is a super group. I'm going to read you. Here are the four people in this band. Kelly Deal from The Breeders.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Chamberlin from Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
Jimmy Flemian from The Frogs. We don't have time to get into The Frogs, just trust me. And Sebastian Bach.
Holy crap. So it was a super group.
It's a super group, dude. They have an album. I have not heard 1 second of music from this band ever in my life.
Really?
But I will remember the existence of this band forever. I read about it in Rolling Stone. It must be true.
Well, Sebastian was singing. It had been great.
Yeah.
Wait, so you never heard one of their songs?
But they're on your list.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's just a vibe.
I'm just curious.
Okay. All right.
Just getting that whole thing.
Yeah. Just jump on YouTube, you know, and check it out sometime. I'm not going to do that, but you can do that if you want. Number six is Jackal.
Yes!
Woo! Someone's
Jackal.
Very
That's right. Jackal's awesome. And people still remember Jackal.
Response to Jackal.
Oh, the Lumberjack. I Stand Alone is a great friggin' tune, man. I'm a Lumberjack, baby! I mean,
we were ready for that one.
I mean, when you're doing a solo with a chainsaw, that's amazing.
Did you have that queued up? Like, you did that immediately.
I have a K&J chainsaw.
Yes,
K&J.
Yeah. Just in case.
Within 1 second, there were chainsaw noises.
We were cutting pizza earlier.
Radio program in history.
Thank you, sir.
That's fantastic.
See?
Number five is a name I remember, and I've never heard anything about them. Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
I heard of them. Yep, I remember them.
Yes.
Yep.
We played them here.
Yep.
Are they like the Bloodhound Gang? I have... Or not. Maybe they're not. I don't know why I remember this band name, but I do.
Well, Bloodhound Gang, number two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin, are you pulling them up? So, hold on 1 second, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Let's take a listen to...
Which one is this? Jimmy Chicken Shack?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, the song is Do Right by Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Okay.
I remember playing them. I don't think we played that song here. We played something else from them.
Yeah.
I think that's their biggest
hit.
They had
a different hit, yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they sound cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm
Absolutely.
Glad I put them on my list.
Yes.
That was a risk, but it paid off.
Nice.
Number four is Drama-Rama.
What'd you say, Drunk-Rama?
No. Drama-Rama.
Drama-Rama.
They have a song called Anything, Anything.
Wouldn't this be the greatest summer tour?
Yeah.
A bunch of these bands.
Right.
That
yeah.
we've forgotten about.
Right. Yeah.
The Forgotten Tour.
Forgotten Tour.
Yeah.
Forgotten 90s.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good list, Rob.
Yeah, so far so good.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Rob, did we lose you?
Rob.
Oh, hello. You there?
Sorry. Yep. Yeah. There we are.
Yes.
Okay. Number three is the Long Pigs. They are from England. I don't know anything about them. I just think that you should be aware that in the United Kingdom, there's like three music magazines, weekly music magazines, and they have to put somebody on the cover every week. And there are literally billions of English rock bands from the 90s that you have never heard of in your entire life.
When I hear Long Pigs, like, like a really bad like male dance review.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you to not listen to these people.
Good.
I don't know what they sound like, but like, don't get involved, but you should just be aware that in the United Kingdom, there's like a billion bands you've never heard of in your life, and you should keep it that
way. Oh, no
way.
Doubt.
But,
yeah,
like,
no
if
doubt.
You want to, if you want to talk about, like, forgotten bands, that's like an entire forgotten, you know, universe.
Yeah, forget about it. Yep.
All right. Number two is Chris Gaines.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That was somebody's alter ego. Garth Brooks.
Right. Alter ego.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Even he forgot.
I don't know.
Do you know who Garth Brooks is?
Star.
I know who Garth Brooks is, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was his rock persona.
Oh. Okay.
He was so hot. He was... Probably the hottest, you know, entertainer on the planet.
Yes,
if not, certainly country.
Yeah, in that time period. Yes,
but if not the hottest singer on the planet, top three.
Yes,
and he was so big that he thought I could do rock.
Right.
I'm just going to change my name and I'm going to do a rock album and I'm going to have a rock persona.
How was it?
It didn't rock.
You ever hear of Chris Gaines?
Why he's forgotten?
There we go.
Yeah.
Somebody called it Wimp Biscuit.
That's great. Awesome.
That's awesome. That's. I wish I'd have come up with that.
Oh,
that was
man,
very, very
jealous.
Good.
Do you have a second of Chris Gaines, Justin?
I don't know if he does. That's hard to find even on the internet.
All honestly. Right.
Yeah. I think he bought the rights to get rid of it.
Yeah, Garth has buried that to the best of his ability, I think, at this point.
Looks like something's hitting here. Hold on 1 second for me.
If he was going to do a rock star persona, he should have done something more like country rock.
Yeah.
Rocking.
Like
yeah.
a southern
yeah.
rock album.
Right,
yeah.
or like a Springsteen type of person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
where you're just bold on that.
It's too weird.
I'm like a bad receptionist.
Too it's like a parent on the Peanuts.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like a Peanuts adult. There you go. And finally, my number one forgotten band of the 90s, and I'm glad people have forgotten them, Green Jelly.
Yes!
Come on. I was going to say Green, Green Jelly.
That was number one earlier today, too.
Yeah.
Can you play them?
It was
Jelly?
Andre's number one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't like this band.
Not at all.
The song.
They're no Dead Eye Dick.
Yeah, exactly. They're no Long Pigs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I hear you.
Rob, are you coming to 90s Con in Connecticut?
I am not. Somebody told me about that, but I doubt that I am, and it's weird that I am not. I should. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just drive up.
I'm surprised they wouldn't hire you.
Like, right?
Hey,
yeah.
Put you up,
lobby.
Fly you in.
You're the man.
Like, to have the 90s
they
guy there.
They could pay me a lot of money
yes.
to come to 90s Con. I agree with you completely.
Yeah. You're the man.
Why wouldn't they?
Seriously.
They'd sell a ton of tickets.
That's just what I said. That's what
right. Then you could explain why they should... People should go to 90s Con.
Exactly.
And see all these people we haven't heard of.
Right.
It's coming to Connecticut, right?
Yes.
This weekend.
Yeah, so have you ever been? Has anyone ever been to 90s
Con? I've had friends who went.
I went. I went last
okay.
year.
How was it?
Not
who
good.
Was there? Not good.
No.
TV stars from the
90s. Yeah, like
90s.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Mm-hmm. I think like Ooh. Some of the Boys Meets World cast. 90210. Like Mario Lopez was there. He's gorgeous, by the way. Very chiseled.
And he knows it.
Sure he is.
Like Charmed. Like, you know, like a lot of those 90s shows. And then some of the bands too. Like the boy bands and stuff like that. Like 98 Degrees, I think some of them were there.
Right, but those you guys know? Just ripping tickets.
Full House. Like the Fuller House people. Like Sydney Sweet. Like that like
oh,
girl.
Wow.
You know, Jody Sweet. And stuff like that. So,
yeah.
If you're into all that, right. the thing is you have to pay for 90s Con and then you have to pay to meet them. So,
yeah.
you pay admission and then you have to pay. So,
yeah, for autograph or photo. Yeah,
yes.
not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it. See,
personally.
Now they can
you
get
don't
Rob.
Have to pay to meet me.
Yes.
I'll
see.
You.
Rob free.
Autograph.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Rob doesn't like me because I like true crime. So,
well, Rob, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. We're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station website. It's the 90s guy, Rob Harvilla. Thank you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.